on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
OB, tell us what you saw out there. The beginning of the debut of Nick Foles as a starter. Are there silver linings here? They lost the game, but what did you like? What didn't you like?
Well, here, there's three things you got to have that really show you up what's the difference between winning and losing on a consistent basis. The game, Anna, is one up front. In other words, what do I mean by that? The offensive line has to dominate. And your defensive line has to dominate. If you have those five guys that can't keep your quarterback upright and give him time, obviously you're not going to score points and you will lose the game. And on defense, if everything starts up front also, you have three guys or four guys. If they don't put the pressure on that passer, make him hurry his pass or sack him or knock him around, you're going to lose the ball game. Now here's the main thing. Those two things are constant. They have been, and they will be now, and will be forever. Games are won up front. But the main point, Anna, is you've got to have a quarterback. And it's very easy for me to explain that. Take the Green Bay Packers. Take Aaron Rodgers out of the equation. You think they'd be averaging over 40 points a game the first three games?
No.
That they'd win a Super Bowl, and they're on top every year? Do you think Patrick Mahomes... If the Chiefs didn't have Patrick Mahomes, they'd have won the Super Bowl.
No.
They'd been the MVP. That's where it all is in a nutshell, Anna. Up front, your offensive and defensive line, because that's where everything starts. And you've got to have a quarterback that understands the game, that is accurate passer, and has the ability to move that team down the field and never give up.
Hey, LB, it's Kevin. Good to talk to you. Another frustrating one yesterday, but I'm glad you started with the offensive line because I'm watching yesterday, and I can't believe what I'm seeing. I mean, guys are just running right past Charles Leno, the left tackle. The first 2 weeks, I thought they played pretty well, the offensive line, after last year was just so bad. How do you go from being a productive offensive line the first 2 weeks to what we saw yesterday? I realize the Colts are probably the best defense they've faced so far, but how does it get so bad in such a short stretch?
Well, I'm going to give you an answer, whether you're going to like it or not, or your listeners or whatever, but take a look at those first three teams we played. My Lord, they're pathetic. Pathetic. And when you play against teams like that, what you should do them, the first 3 weeks, we should have buried those people. Those first three games. It took miracles, Kevin, at the end of the game, in the fourth quarter, to come out with a victory. And that's exactly what happened. We did not play a good football team. I'm not saying the Baltimore Colts are the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl this year. But, boy, they've got an offensive system with a quarterback that can complete passes. And you have a defense. They're very tenacious. When you see, did they smother our receivers? They were all over them. They met them 8 yards, 7 yards when our receivers were coming out. They were on them all day long. That's why they're ranked number one in defense in the National Football League. We finally played a better team. Now we're coming up this Thursday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. And Tom Brady looks like he finally found himself yesterday. But I'll tell you what. The Bears are still in a position, in spite of what I just said, they're still in a position to hopefully get to the playoffs. Listen, the Buccaneers, they didn't make the playoffs last year. First six teams we're playing didn't make the playoffs. So there's still an opportunity, and what they have to do, and this is a belief that I've had, I can't believe this dink and dunk offense that we have. Why we don't open up the offense and go downfield, I've said it till I'm blue, green, red, orange in the face. Intermediate passes, go on fly patterns, open the game up. What was it? I think was that like in the third quarter? It was third down and 7. So what does Nagy call for? He calls for a 4-yard out, hoping that if he does catch it, he'll break the tackle and get a first down. That's not how you play football in the National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
Not at this level.
OB, back to the quarterback position here for a second. Stick with Nick Foles or give Mitch Trubisky another shot. If you were looking at social media yesterday, everybody was crying. The same folks, and my hand is raised, who were saying bench Trubisky or saying maybe you should put him back in. What's the way to go here? What do you see there in the quarterback position?
Well, you had 4 years to see Trubisky, okay? And the reason why he pulled him is he's throwing the ball all over the place. His accuracy is, it's every down, it's very questionable. So I think Nagy had enough, and obviously that was talked about by the offensive coaches, the offensive coordinator, and Pace. And I think Nagy had about enough of Trubisky. And when he threw that interception about 2 yards behind the receiver, and it got intercepted, that was it. He pulled him. Now, to answer your question, no. You've got to leave Foles in there. Let him in there. Let's open this game plan up. This kid can throw the football down the field. He's an accurate passer. Let's get out of the dink and dunk, and let's go after people.
Yep.
Take advantage of what they give you.
OB, thank you for giving us that. We'll hear from you. What you doing post game tonight after the Monday night football games?
No, Hampton and I will do our post game show tomorrow at 7 to 10 p.m. on a Tuesday night, 7 to 10 p.m. Anna.
All right, we'll be listening, OB. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thank you.
All
bye-bye.
Right. You
bye,
be
Kev.
Well. Bye-bye.